beautiful spring day. I just finished puja, and I'm going to be going in a few minutes to our first day of GBC meetings. It looks like quite an intensive schedule over the following days, not just morning, but afternoons, and then who knows what else. I'll be making podcasts, trying to make regular podcasts, perhaps sometimes during puja, as yesterday I'll be speaking with some devotees. Otherwise, since that opportunity didn't avail itself today, then I'll just do it here. The sky is clear, the birds are singing, there's a slight breeze, you may hear its effect on the microphone. It's very, very beautiful, and it's warming up. This is Goradham. There's Brajadham and Goradham. And we call Shridham Mayapur, Navadweep, Goradham, because here the predominant effect is the mood of Srimati Radharani, Gorangi, Gori. Srimati Radharani is known as Gori because she has golden-colored body. Most of the gopis in Vrindavan have golden-colored bodies, and that is so because the color of love, prema, is golden-colored. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Swarupini. She is the embodiment of transcendental love, which is different than mundane love. Mundane love is passionate. It's a product of passion. Kama esha krodha esha raja guna samudbhavaha. And the mode of passion is red. Therefore, even materialistic people, they depict the lust of this world as a very aggressive and reddish color. But transcendental love is a whole different thing. It's a whole different story. It shouldn't be confused with the love of the material world. So Srimati Radharani is made of this love. She is, Mahabhav is the highest stage of this love. And so she's made of that love. Therefore, her body is naturally Gorangi, is golden complexion. And of course, Krishna's body. Krishna is the embodiment of transcendental bliss. Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda. So his body is blackish. He has a very beautiful blackish body. And in Brajadham, the mood of transcendental sweetness and enjoyment prevail. Here it's the mood of love, and that's why sometimes this is called Udharyadham. Goradham is Udharyadham, Brajadham is called Madhuryadham. Udharya means compassion, it means the gentle mood of caring for others, giving for others. And that is Srimati Radharani's bhava. It's her prominent mood. One time, Srimati Radharani came here to the bank of the Ganges, and she manifests a beautiful garden here. That garden is called Ishodhyan. The entire area actually here from the confluence of the Ganga and Jalangi all the way to Yogapit, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even beyond, is called Ishodhyan. It is the garden of Srimati Radharani. And she brought her gopis here, and she brought all of the beautiful trees and vines and flowers and parrots and animals of Vrindavan. They manifest here, but they manifest with this similar mood of Udharya. And it was a very attractive place, which when Lord Krishna found, he became drawn to this very beautiful garden, so much so that he decided that when he would appear in his incarnation in Kali Yuga, he would take birth here. So all of the gopis became brahmanas, and Srimati Radharani included, and all of the other Braja associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, but they were also overwhelmed by this mood of Udhaya, by the bhava of Srimati Radharani. Udhaya, another way of expressing Udhaya, is the bhava of loving, not of being loved, but the bhava of loving and enjoying the sweetness of the beloved, but actually the selfless mood of loving and giving, or in modern parlance we say the word sharing. And because everyone here is influenced by this mood, therefore it's called Gauradham. Just like Gauri, Srimati Radharani is called Gauri, as I mentioned, she's also called Gaurangi. All of her limbs are therefore golden in complexion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Gauranga, or Gaura, because all of his bodily limbs are imbued with the same mood of giving or loving. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalipam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. He is Krishna Swarup, but Radha Bhava Dyuti. He has the duty or the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Why? Because he has the bhava of Srimati Radharani. He's also in that mood of giving Krishna prema pradayati, of giving Krishna to others, not of being loved, not of being Krishna, but of giving Krishna. And we call this Gauradham because the abode itself, as well as all of its transcendental residents, are in this mood of giving. This mood is more conducive to getting Krishna consciousness than simply directly trying to approach Krishna. In other words, if one is in the mood of giving Krishna consciousness to others, then one easily becomes the beneficiary of Brajabhav or Brajapreme, the preme that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give. So to approach Brajadham, we go through Gauradham. To approach Shamasundar, we approach Gauranga. We go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We go through Hare Hara, we go through Srimati Radharani, and that is how we have access to the transcendental realm of Vrindavan Dham, through Gauradham. Therefore, to live in Gauradham, one need to be in the mood, Radha Bhava Dyuti, one need to be in the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is always to bring others to Krishna, to give Krishna to others, to give Krishna's love to others. And that is called preaching, that is called Sankirtan, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer. Therefore, anyone who is always preaching and giving Krishna consciousness to others, they're living in Gauradham, and by living in Gauradham, they'll always have access to Brajadham, and therefore Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna.